Trivia question. What is the official state beverage of the state of Ohio? If you said tomato juice, you'd be right, although the first tomato juice was served as a beverage in 1917 by Louis Perrin at the French Lick Springs Hotel in French Lick, Indiana. Indiana, not in Ohio. French Lick chef Louis ran out of orange juice. He needed a quick substitute to serve. He added salt and spices to the juice, and he called it a tomato juice cocktail. It was an immediate success. And incidentally, the first tomato juice factory is reported to have been built and operated in French Lick, Indiana as well. Quick now, quick. What is Indiana's official beverage? Think about it. I'll fill you in later. Now, is tomato a fruit or is it a vegetable? You've heard that discussed, and there's always talk by botanists that tomatoes are botanically a fruit. But the tomato, my friends, is legally a vegetable. Legally declared a vegetable by the United States Supreme Court as a vegetable on May 10th, 1893. Why was that question ever taken to the Supreme Court? Well, before the court made its decision, tomatoes generally were thought to be fruit, and as such, they were not to be subject to an import tax. Imported vegetables were taxed by the Port of New York. An importer who had been paying taxes on tomatoes as a vegetable asked the court to officially declare them as a fruit. And there would be no import tax on them then, you see. Or order a tax refund for all those years he'd been paying the vegetable import tax. Well, the court determined that there would be no tax refund and found that tomatoes were indeed legally a vegetable and fully taxable. Now, tomatoes are culinarily a vegetable, they said, because of its savory flavor. So, what is Indiana's state beverage? Water. H2O, plain old drinking water. Talking of many things, I'm Ed Hasnerl.